Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Another action-packed weekend in Creed, Colorado is coming up June 8th and 9th. On Saturday, it's the third annual Donkey Dash, and on Sunday, they're having a Gravity Derby for all age groups. It's a great time to plan on traveling up the Silver Thread Scenic Byway and spending the weekend in Creed. Let's hear more about it from the Executive Director of the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce, Kathleen Murphy.
I'm Adam here in the unique town of Creed to hear all about the special activities happening June 8th and 9th. On Saturday, it's the third annual Donkey Dash, and on Sunday, there's a Gravity Derby going on. Martha made me bring her here, too, because she loves this town, so she's joining in as well.
I love Creed. Every time I come here, I'm so welcomed, and the people are so friendly, and there's just so much here to do. So you weren't coming to Creed without me.
Here to tell us about everything that's going on in this special weekend is Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Martha. Welcome back.
Hi, Kathleen.
Kathleen, we haven't done this before. Let's hear a little bit about you. Where are you originally from?
Fairfax, Virginia. It's about 30 miles west of Washington, D.C.
Well, how in the world did you end up in Creed?
In a car?
Well, that's the short answer. Let's see if we can't draw a little more out of you on that one.
I grew up in Virginia, went to college in southwestern Virginia, studied philosophy. After college, got into the corporate America rat race, and after 6 years, said, nay, Red Rider, that pattern is full, and said, I'm going to Colorado. They have mountains and rivers, and I don't know anyone, and I just need to break free from this life that I've been pigeonholed into. And I spent 2 weeks driving across the country and camped and saw some great things and ended up in Denver and hung out there for a couple of years. And then I became an AmeriCorps VISTA, Volunteers in Service to America. And that brought me to Creed. I had a 2-year assignment with the Willow Creek Reclamation Committee, which was working on mine reclamation in the area. And before I even met anyone in Creed, as I was driving up Highway 149, I looked over at my friend who had escaped the city with me for the day, and I said, you mean I get to live here? And it was November, and there was snow, and it was beautiful. And before I met anyone, I just had this feeling that I was where I needed to be, and that was 11 winters ago.
So how did you end up as executive director of the Chamber and Visitor Center?
The timing was right in my life to apply for the position when there was a vacancy this past fall. I had been working, doing some work for a vacation rental company, doing a lot of their marketing, basically a lot of the things that the executive director for the chamber does. They were all just specific to that one company. And so this was an opportunity for me to take my career up a level and do that stuff for this fantastic town of Creed.
Well, that's awesome. And obviously you love the town of Creed.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't still be here if I didn't like it. When I left Virginia back in 2006, I told myself I will never let myself be in a place where I'm unhappy in my life. And so if I didn't still like it here, I wouldn't still be here.
That is a super attitude. I love that.
And certainly this is quite a radical change from Northern Virginia and the rat race.
Night and day. When I first moved to Colorado, I had to chuckle because the folks in Denver were complaining about the traffic. And I was thinking to myself, you have no idea what traffic is. I just left an area where I am not exaggerating. I was in stop and go traffic on the interstate at 2 a.m. This is nothing compared to Washington, D.C. Now, granted, if I were to go back up to Denver now, I'm sure I'd be like, oh, this traffic is awful. But it's still nothing like the traffic in D.C., I'm sure.
Let's find out about the Donkey Dash. It's happening June 8th, Saturday. When did this start?
We started the Creed Donkey Dash 3 years ago as part of Creed's 125th birthday celebration.
Woohoo!
I know!
And who started it?
The event was started by the then director of the chamber, and there was a group of us that collaborated to pull the event off and make it a success. I have to give a little shout out to Randy Sneed, who was then the working with the city, and Anne Kate, who was then with the Parks and Rec, and Kara Britton helped out a lot. And so we just made this event happen. And of course, we worked closely with, we call him Borough Brad. He's with the Western Pack Mule Association, and we just made it happen.
I understand this is the official sport of the state of Colorado.
Yeah, so pack burrow racing is the official sport of Colorado. Who knew, right? You'd think it'd be skiing, snowboarding, something snow related.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is pack burrow racing.
Well, let's talk about what's actually happening for the Donkey Dash on Saturday.
So participants have a weigh-in at 11 a.m. Their lead is measured. It can only be a certain distance. And then they weigh their pack that sits on the burrow. And then at the end of the race, there's another weigh-in to make sure that people didn't take stuff out along the way. And then the race starts at 1 o'clock, and it starts on Main Street, right in front of Basham Park. And they go up Main Street, and then up the canyon, past the Underground Mining Museum, up East Willow, through the switchbacks around the Midwest Mine. They then head back down the pitch and back down the canyon, past the Mining Museum, back down Main Street. And I think this year we're going to have a plop bingo. We're still working out those details, but basically it's looking like we're going to make a grid on Main Street and people will be able to buy a square. And if there is burrow plop in your square, you...
This is great.
Yeah, this is why I love green. we're looking into making the burrow bingo happen, and we're going to bring back the mini burrows so that folks can run with burrows on Main Street while they're waiting for the participants to come back down Main Street with their burrow. And so something that's interesting about the event is that the winner is determined by the nose of the burrow, not the runner.
Ah.
Yes. The first year we had this event, I found that out the hard way. I was passing out popsicle sticks to whom I thought were the winners, and I was chased down by someone. My donkey was ahead of her donkey. I won, not her. Sorry, pal, I didn't know. But now I know.
You'll never pass out the wrong popsicle stick again, will you?
Never, ever, ever. And I will make sure that if I am relaying the instructions to the popsicle stick passer outer person, that they will know it's the nose of the donkey and not the runner.
Okay, so you mentioned the weigh-in before and after. You're actually following established rules by the Western Pack Burrow Association?
That is correct. Also, this year, if folks want to run with a burrow and don't have a burrow, they may rent a burrow from the Western Pack Mule Association. Anyone that's interested in doing that can contact me, and I can point you in the direction of where to find a rental form.
And there's even prizes.
Cash prizes. Woohoo, cha-ching.
So how can someone get involved in this event?
The easiest way to get involved is to go to the Creed Chamber Visitor Center website, creed.com. And in the events section, there's a specific menu for this weekend's events, the Gravity Derby and the Pack Burrow Race. And they can fill out an application form through there. They can give me a call, 719-658-2374. Or they could Google Creed Donkey Dash or Western Pack Burrow Association. There's lots of ways folks can get a hold of us to enter and or find out more about the event.
And then on Sunday, you're having a gravity derby. What's the story behind this?
I want to take a guess at this one before she starts explaining this.
All right.
I believe that this is... My guess is that this is a rooftop event and everybody gets up on the roofs of Creed and drops something to see what hits the ground first. How close am I?
You couldn't be more off.
Oh, no, I can be more off, I promise.
While that's a great answer and it sounds like a super unique event, this event is more like a soapbox derby. And so folks have their own vehicles. And they must be gravity powered, so no pedals, no gas, and they must steer and they must brake. And we have various age groups and then heats. And it's just two vehicles at a time, and they race down Main Street.
Well, that's certainly safer and probably less messy than my guess, but I'm still liking my guess, so.
You know, your guess reminds me of eighth grade science class when we had to wrap an egg and we threw them off the buildings to see which egg didn't. My egg did really well, actually.
Your egg did really well. That's fantastic.
Gauze and rubber bands. So we have a push zone. It's from in front of the Creed Repertory Theater to Wall Street. And so there's a pusher and a driver and their teams. And we'll have cash prizes for both participants again this year. We have a kids category, and then we have a teen category and an adult category.
And of course, for details about that, the age limits and everything, you can go to creed.com and find out all that information.
Absolutely. And they can always pick up the phone and chat with me about it. Something new this year, the Chamber is partnering with the Creed Parks and Rec with this event, and they're putting together some car camps. You know, if kids want to participate, but they don't have a car or don't know how to build a car, get a hold of Christine at the Parks and Rec. She's going to have a few different workshops set up where the kids can go and build a car, and it'll be like community type cars for the kids to participate in.
So none of the kids are left out regardless of their situation or anything. That is just
neat, but you want to, neat doesn't even do it justice.
No, it's more a heart touching.
That's Creed for you.
Yeah.
So this is another family-oriented weekend.
Yes.
With lots of things going on. The Donkey Dash on Saturday and the Gravity Derby on Sunday. And of course, all of the shops are open and the restaurants are open. So there's a lot to do along with the planned activities.
That is 100% correct. Folks might even want to take a little break from the activities and drive up the Silver Thread Scenic Byway and go check out Freeman's, since that was named one of the top 10 general stores in the state of Colorado.
Yay!
Yeah! Grab a burger and some fries and then head back into town.
What is further up beyond Creed itself? I mean, you keep going up the road, and we haven't done this yet.
Shame, shame.
We just come here and stop and talk with you, and that's just all the wonderfulness we can handle for one day.
Well, you're missing out on some great things. You can stop and see North Clear Creek Falls, which is one of the most photographed waterfalls in the state. And then continue on up, you'll go over Slumgullion Pass and Spring Creek Pass. Spring Creek Pass is the Continental Divide, so you could pull off and pour a glass of water out if you wanted to, and depending on where you're standing, a drop of water will end up in the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of California. Continue on and make your way to Lake City, which is another great town to check out. It's small and quaint like Creed. And then continue on, and Highway 149 ends at US 50 right there at Blue Mesa Reservoir. And for you Valley folks, you can make it a loop by heading east on 50 and then head over Cochetope Pass and then pick up 285.
I've heard a lot of people, including Adam, tell me about going to the Continental Divide and how the water will go to each side. Pouring a glass of water is one of the most tactful ways that I've heard to do that. So thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
All right, anything else to wrap up? I mean, it's quite an eventful weekend. Gravity Derby going on Sunday, Donkey Dash on Saturday. Wow.
Yeah, I would encourage folks come up Friday night. The ghost tours may have already started by then. The Creed Repertory Theater will have stuff going on, so you can catch a live show, spend a couple of nights here, bring the family. Our parks are dog friendly, our town's dog friendly, so, you know, everyone in the family is welcome.
Any museums are open?
Museums are open, restaurants are open, shops are open. We're open.
Creed is open.
We're always open, but the snow will be done, hopefully, and it'll just be nice weather. You can just walk on Main Street and do some people watching. And
stop in some of the fantastic shops that you have downtown. There's just spectacular shopping here.
Burro racing is a great sport begun by some of Colorado's 19th century miners. Those hardy characters used burros to carry mining tools and supplies through the Rocky Mountains as they prospected for gold, silver, and other valuable ores. Since the burros were carrying a full load, the miners had to walk, leading the animal with a rope. Legend has it that two miners found gold in the same location and raced each other back to town to be the first to stake a claim to the find.
Creedsboro race will start on Main Street in front of Basham Park on Saturday, June 8th at 1 p.m. Participants will head north up the historic Bachelor Loop Road, then turn right onto East Willow Creek Road, then through the switchbacks around the Midwest Mine. The route reconnects with Bachelor Loop Road and resumes southward back to the town of Creed for the finish line that ends on a cheering Main Street. The entire distance is about 10 miles.
On Sunday, join them for the annual Freestyle Soapbox Derby down Main Street. The race is on Sunday with multiple heats. The spectacle features participants from all age groups. Only three rules: rides must steer, brake, and stop. Well, and no motors or pedal power. Let gravity do the work.
The Creed Parks and Recreation Department is partnering with the Creed Chamber of Commerce this year for the Gravity Derby event to ensure that children and young adults can participate by offering car camp workshops. Contact Christine at the Creed Parks and Recreation Department for more information at 719-658-2729. That's 719-658-2729. Pre-register at the Visitor Center or the day of the race at the north end of Main Street. Vehicles should be brought to the staging area in front of the Creed Repertory Theater at the north end of Main Street between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m. for inspection, waivers, and registration.
For more information on these or other events, you can contact the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce at 719-658-2374. That's 719-658-2374. Or visit their website, creed.com. That's creed.com. Located at 904 South Main Street in beautiful Creed, Colorado.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.